ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1 to the phone number. Toll free from anywhere.
What is that?
I don't really know.
It's an unplugged plug.
Almost certain I did not do it last night when I was drunk. I'm almost certain. I don't know what it is. Oh, look, Jim's here, everybody. And I am slightly off my mark because there was a giant white dog right there.
There you are.
As they say in the television business. Now I'm on my mark.
All right. How's your key light?
Great. 1-800-STEPH-1 to the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Look, Fred's emotional support person is here, so he is happy now. All right, and look, can I just say that I've won once and for all the dogs versus cat argument with you? Lift your arm up to the camera. Lift your arm up. Oh, look at that. What's that?
I kind of got in a fight with Jazz last night.
Oh, did you?
No. Uh-huh. Okay, here's the thing. I was sleeping. Yes, he needs to turn on his mic.
Yes, you need to turn on your microphone. Thank you.
Yes. I was sleeping in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden, Jazz attacks Boots.
Right.
And so in order to break up the fight...
Right. There's always one evil cat.
I put my arm in the middle of them, and I wrestled Jazz to the bed and shoved him off the bed.
Right.
So that resulted.
Those look infected, by the way.
Thanks.
The scratches look infected.
Thank you. Great.
Yeah. All right. Guess how many times Max has attacked Fred or Fred has attacked Max in the middle of the night? 0 times. Guess how many scratches I've gotten from my unbelievably handsome and romantic dogs? None.
Okay.
All right. Jim, are you okay? Is everything okay?
Yeah, what's going on over there? You're making a lot of noise.
Are you still drunk? What's happening?
I have dogs getting in the way of everything.
Right. Right. Well, that's, you know.
At least they're not attacking you.
Occupational hazard now. Hey, listen, at least you're not on that ghost ship full of rats. Ah!
Yeah.
What is that about?
Could be a rat ship full of ghosts. That might be worse.
Okay, you know what? You're right. I think you're right.
All right, we'll talk about that later. In the meantime, by the way, next up, Sexy Liberal. We had Carlos Alzraki, Sexy Liberal Extraordinaire in here.
Mm-hmm.
And next up, speaking of sexy liberals, or not, what? Because you were too busy. See, you can't even move your infected arms to hit the right. All right. Never mind. Let's just do the John Fugel saying thing. So he's on the phone. Here we go. Hello, John Fugel saying.
Good morning, kids. Greetings from the frozen north.
Oh, God. Is this your second polar vortex you're on?
Oh, my God. You and your weak Los Angeles immune systems. I can't tell you.
It's true. It's true.
It is awful. Everyone in New York, we all have to shoot up under our snuggies. It's terrible.
Yes, I'm sorry. I think we have mentioned a time or two that it's been 80 here every day. We're so sorry. So sorry.
That's
okay. So sorry.
My
is that insufferable?
My immune system doesn't mind.
What's that?
My very strong, hearty immune system doesn't mind.
Yes, I know. I know. We've been ailing a little bit.
Well, you've been living with a germ wagon for a long stretch, so your immune system must be solid gold now.
Yeah. How is the little germ wagon?
Oh, me?
No, your son.
He's massive. He's 3 feet tall, and he's not even 2 years old yet. It's horrible.
Wow.
I have to get a bigger house. Terrible. They're awful people. I keep telling you this.
Yes.
They're Chris Brown, and we're Rihanna, and we think it's love, and we put up with it.
Right.
You'll have to get a loft with a high ceiling.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, it's great having a toddler and not being able to go outside for 2 weeks straight. Let me tell you how much fun that is. There's only so much sodium pentothal the government will let you give a baby.
And we are having our ongoing cat versus dog debate. You're a cat person, as I recall.
No, I'm a dog person trapped in a cat person's life. But go on.
So you're also, of course, back in Jerseyland. Oh, dear. The plot thickening this morning. Federal prosecutors have escalated their criminal investigation into the allegations that Governor Christie's aides created traffic jams as political payback, subpoenaing, that sounds dirty, his reelection campaign and state Republican leadership. And the other thing, John, you know when it gets serious, is they've shut their pie holes now. They've, the three mayors, the prosecutors have told them no more interviews, stop talking, because it's a sign that it's worse. Getting, no, but it's getting more serious that it's.
Yeah. Leave Chris Christie alone. Leave Chris Christie alone. He's in pain. He's the only man to see 100 Springsteen shows and never hear the lyrics. Leave Chris Christie alone.
We're lucky he even
performed. Leave her alone! Right. You're lucky she even performed for you bastards!
Right.
That never gets old.
You know me in the meantime, John. I'm just here waiting for Uncle Sugar to send me some money for
birth
control
pills.
Oh,
my God.
Like all chicks that can't control our libidos.
Isn't
so
that
Governor
a great
Huckabee,
way for the GOP? That's a great way to win women voters back. Just slut shame everyone on contraception. Really good strategy.
It's like your foot is just healed. Bam! Oh, we did it again.
I'm running out of feet.
I'm running out of feet to shoot ourselves in with women. Yes, in case you hadn't heard. In a speech to the Republican National Committee, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee said the Democratic Party viewed women as unable to control their urges and wholly exclusively dependent on the government for subsidized birth control.
Yep.
Oh, you know me. I go through them like Skittles, Chris.
Yes, you do.
Women, I know.
Really were that, if women's libidos really were that out of control, I would join the Democratic Party.
He said, women I know are outraged that the Democrats think that women are nothing more than helpless and hopeless creatures. I love when they just start with a false premise.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, right. Whose only goal in life is to have the government provide for them birth control medication. If the Democrats...
Like he's reading your diary, ladies.
Right. Can I just say I've never heard one woman I've ever known talk about this? I can't wait for my government-subsidized birth control pills.
Mike Huckabee needs to give us a list of all the prescription drugs he doesn't think count as medication.
Yeah.
Right. He said if the Democrats want to insult the women of America by making them believe that they're helpless without Uncle Sugar coming in and providing for them prescription each month for birth control because they cannot control their libido.
Who does he think he's talking to?
Democrats ever said this?
When he's saying Uncle Sugar, you know who he's talking to. That dog whistle is so loud, my cat's complaining.
I never heard the term Uncle Sugar before. I've heard Sugar Daddy. Is that what he meant?
Right, I guess that's what he meant. Uncle Sam or Sugar Daddy? Something. It became
Sugar
Uncle?
Sugar Uncle.
Something. I don't know. Who can tell what he means?
Sweet and Low Grandpa?
Sugar. Sugar, you are my handy slur, and I just called you a slur. I just can't believe the way I get away with this. I just can't believe it's true. I'm the pastor pandering to nastiest conservatives. Unfortunately, it's true. I'm gonna raise some cash so quick. Hey, hey, hey. Pour a little sugar in my pack now. Sugar.
Sugar.
Uncle Sugar.
Sugar.
Uncle. You'll find a libido girl. And you've got me shaming you.
I knew the squirrel had to make it in there somewhere.
Yeah. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. This was unbelievable. So he said, we're Democrats making women believe they're hopeless and helpless without Uncle Sugar coming in providing for them each month prescription for birth control because they cannot control their libido or their reproductive system without the help of the government. Women I know are smart, educated, intelligent, capable of doing anything anyone else can do. Presumably means people with penises.
Right, yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Uncle Mike.
It's almost like they're human.
Right.
Remember when Mike Huckabee got all this? Remember when he got
so close to being human?
Health plans for covering Viagra?
It's like Bill O'Reilly being shocked that black people apparently eat at restaurants.
Knives and forks.
Right. They eat food. They use utensils. They aren't yelling mother effer every 2 minutes.
MFer, I want more iced tea.
Nobody was doing that. He said our party stands for the recognition of the equality of women and capacity of women. That's not a war on them. That's a war for them.
Nice try.
Oh my God. Thanks for controlling.
I loved him announcing the Democratic Party does nothing for women on the same day that Obama announces the initiative to reduce rapes on college campuses.
Yeah.
That was a nice touch, Huckabee.
Yes. It's a real problem with a fictional Mike Huckabee made-up problem, right?
It's incredible. You know, listen, I met Mike Huckabee. He just sat down and I interviewed him for our PBS doc a couple of weeks ago. And you know the dangerous thing about this man is how likable and charismatic and charming he can be. But I am telling you, this guy is running for president. You don't spend 2 years with a radio show taking away all of Rush Limbaugh's advertisers and then drop it unless you're having big plans. And, of course, he knows he'll never be president. He just wants to run for president and make a lot of money.
I'd like to see a
and
debate.
That's all this is
Henry.
About.
Well, I'd like to see that, but my real dream is to be a lady mayor, as Haley Barber would say. They just,
Lady
they are
Myers.
So ham-handed with
she's
women.
She's not like a real mayor, she's a lady mayor.
She's a lady mayor.
She don't have the right parts. I'm going to put a big old fence around her.
Hey, lady mayor.
Oh, God.
Ay vey. Yeah, they're
just... It's like they're spraying a female repellent. It's like Girl Be Gone, you know? Just driving female voters away.
Well, and the other sure sign, John, that this is just a party in disarray is, did you hear there's going to be three responses to the State of the Union?
Yeah,
a regular Republican with, what's her name? Some lady. Somebody with three names. Marsha Rogers something.
Something. She's one of the lesser... Congressman.
What's with the three names? Hi, I'm Mary Pat Christie.
Yeah, but that's interesting, too, because that's all about Mrs. Clinton, isn't it?
I guess, right. That's her. But and then, what's his name? Mike Lee, nutbag Tea Party, teabagger guy, is going to do one. And then Rand Paul is doing, I don't know, the response from Rand Paul. I don't know. Yeah.
Dance, hairpiece, dance.
It makes sense. You've got the Wall Street response, the Tea Party response, and the guys who just really like Tom Clancy books response.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. 18 minutes after the hour, back with a rollicking Fridays with Fugelsang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
She's your human Prozac. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. You might think I'm crazy. All I want is Stephanie Miller.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 22 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1 to the phone number. Fridays with sexy liberal John Fugelsang. Yes, sir. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Do we have that? Do we have it ready? We have not played one in a while because next up, here it is. Oh boy.
Okay.
All right. Here it is.
Nope.
Never mind. Okay, John Fugelsang.
That was exciting.
It's 23 minutes after the hour. Justin Bieber has been arrested again, as you know.
Yes.
Yes. Still a douche. Different
day. It's amazing. Yeah. He should. Well, I think they should release him and then rearrest him for aggravated auto-tune. But go on. Let me tell you something, man. This guy, it's amazing. He manages to be the tween girl's dream boyfriend and the hardened criminal's dream cellmate. And at this point, you got to ask yourself, what could Justin Bieber do to make his fans love him more? Choke Rihanna. That's all I can think of.
John Louise Fugelsang.
Sorry. This is just, it's amazing. It's not enough that he's like dressing up like the lost child of Vanilla Ice who's shopping at MC Hammer's fire sale. I don't want to be too mean to Justin because we all know how this movie ends with a one-way ticket to Leif Garrett Island.
Yeah.
Just remember something. This kid is set for life and Mozart and Van Gogh died penniless.
I think in the meantime, Cameron Diaz called. She wants her hairdo from Something About Mary back.
I don't know if you saw
that mugshot. What's going on with that hair? That's
what the kids are wearing now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. He reportedly cried his eyes out after appearing in court. And he was charged with drunk driving, resisting arrest, and drag racing.
Right. And he was, when the cops were arresting him, he was like, what the F did I do? What the F did I do?
I'm the Beeb.
The most interesting thing about this guy is that he can drag race while drunk, get a DUI, curse out a cop, and still not be interesting.
And apparently he was drag racing in a residential neighborhood. So, right. Potential.
Fresh from his egging incident out here in L.A.
So ghetto.
Miami Beach Police.
Mr. Bieber made statements that he had consumed some alcohol. and I had been smoking marijuana and consumed some prescription medication.
Well, we didn't arrest him because he's so adorable.
Isn't he cute?
It's going to be fantastic. And Justin Bieber, man, the fans, all they can do is defend this guy. He curses out a cop. Just take a second and imagine if Lil Wayne had talked to a cop the way Bieber did and how people would react.
It's like they're Justin Bieber apologists.
Yeah.
Exactly. He could perform unsterilized rectal surgery on the homeless while tattooing swastikas onto baby seals, and the believers would start a hashtag defending it.
Here is Justin Bieber's attorney. Now, there's a job.
Mr. Bieber has been released on bail. Both the state and I agreed that the standard bail would apply in this case, and they have not asked for any increased bail because of his popularity or fame.
Oh, wow.
He's so popular.
Yeah.
He's so popular that we can't possibly arrest him.
Let me tell you something. There's Chinese leftovers in my fridge that'll last longer than his popularity.
By the way, you made allusions to racial disparity there. And we've been it's interesting. What's his name? The football player, Richard Sherman.
Yes.
It was interesting. He was saying yesterday, I agree with him. He said that thug, it's a code, you know, it's code for the N-word. And I do think that there was such a freak out over that, John. It's like, you know, was he rude and, you know, smack talking and pumped up? And so what? Like, when I saw it, I was like, is this what everyone's been freaking out about for 2 days?
Exactly. He should just pretend to be faithful and pray in front of 20,000 people to show his humility like a real football player.
Exactly.
But you're exactly right, you know, and it's like, I love hearing people who defended Bush-Cheney foreign policy calling Obama thug. I mean, again, the dog whistle hurts my ears.
I was just going to say, dog whistle, you know, Chicago thug.
Like Uncle Sugar.
Pardon me?
Like Uncle Sugar.
Exactly. Exactly. Uncle Sugar. Trademark.
I mean, arrogant is the new uppity. Don't forget.
Okay, wait. Hang on. How do I do this? I lock this down. Here we go. Yeah. Let's take Mike and Madison. You're on with John. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, doesn't everybody have an Uncle Huckabee? After listening to him yesterday, it's clear the Republicans are on a witch hunt. Look, which crazy Republican governor are they going to run for president?
Yeah, right. Right.
Well, it's interesting because it looks like, you know, very few of them, they all seem to know they're not going to be president. So it's going to be like, you know, last year when most of them are just running for higher public speaking fees. And believe me,
Mike
Huckabee is exactly like Ted Cruz. He knows he'll never be president. He's going to fleece these rubes of every nickel he can.
Hmm. Yeah, but Mike, do you think that was the timing of that? And watching McDonnell and Christie, they're implode?
I think John's right. I think the only one left, and it's really sad, is that the guy that looks the best out of him right now, apparently, is Scott Walker. I'd love to see him give his response to the president's address. I'd love to see that.
I would, too, and Paul Ryan as well. But I do think that – I don't think Chris Christie is to be counted out yet at all. If there's no further revelations about Chris Christie, he'll emerge stronger from this.
Mike, I can't see enough of Scott Walker speaking with that cross-eyed look like he's just been hit with a plank right before the camera turned on.
Maybe he has. Well, part of his preparation.
I went to the state of the state address, and they had to put up barricades of curtains so nobody could see Walker going in and out of the assembly, and they blocked us out of there. There's 50 of us there singing the whole time, and just a real sorry state we live in right now.
Yeah, I'll say we will be there to rescue you in March, as you know, at Sexy Liberal.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
I'm guessing they weren't singing.
We will stay with Governor Walker.
Oh, worst music ever. All right. Diane and Joyzy, real quick, you're on with John. Hey, Diane.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi, John. Hi, Mook.
Good morning.
I wanted to make a comment about what I thought the Uncle Sugar remark meant, but I just wanted to ask if I could be the official Sexy Liberal in New Jersey professional dog walker.
Hey.
Oh, hello now.
Do you know I'm walking 9 dogs today in 6-degree weather?
Wow.
I feel like I'm walking 9 dogs. I'm just petting one.
Not at one time, but that's what's scheduled. But anyway, I think the Uncle Sugar remark, yes, it is a combination of Uncle Sam and Sugar Daddy. But in all seriousness, I really think it was meant to conjure up the idea of pimp and prostitute.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Thank you. Very. Yep. It's so subtle.
Sugar Daddy.
Exactly. Tina Dupuy next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
40, getting ready for sex is like prepping for a space mission.
right? Cockpits, you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. We will go back to a Fugle singing in Friday in just a few minutes, but now...
Speaking of funny and smart, I want to bring on Tina Dupuy. Tina Dupuy is brilliant. She's funny. She's a terrific writer.
Tina does everything, and I just love her already.
Hey, she's a lady writer. Good morning, lady writer.
Lady writer on the TV.
Good morning. Good morning, lady speaker.
How about that Republican Party and us and our Uncle Sugar and
Uncle Sugar, yeah, and your libido that you need the government to tame.
Right.
Sluts.
Right. We're all a bunch of bobcats. So, interestingly enough, and presciently, might I just say, you wrote a piece, Reproductive Rights and the Golden Rule. Because, the war on women is back in full force, isn't it?
It is, because we can't control ourselves.
Right, right. But as you said, your first line, brilliant as always, you said, when our government was framed, religion was granted freedom in hopes it would return the favor. But you say, here's the primary debate of a free country. When does my freedom trample on your civil liberties? When does my opinion about the way you live your life become the way you have to live your life? Religion is opinion, after all. Liberal Christians believe Jesus was a dark-skinned, blue-collar hippie, and conservative Christians think Jesus hated hippies and loved guns. everyone has their own interpretation, right?
Right. Please go ahead.
Go ahead. No, please. No, you please first. After you. You please, lady writer.
Here's the thing. It's like, you know, you can kind of like, you know, when it comes to, you know, religious beliefs, like whatever Christ wasn't reputed to have said, his followers just kind of make it up, right? So,
right.
Like, Jesus never said anything about homosexuality or interracial marriage or abortion or Charles Darwin or any of that stuff. And so they just kind of go, okay, now this is the one thing that Jesus was really into. He really, really, really wanted women to be public incubators.
Yeah, his
main purpose in the world was.
Mm-hmm. His followers forge his signature, as you would on a, you know, a fake sick note from your mom when you when you miss school.
What would Jesus do? Whatever I would do is what Jesus would
right.
do.
Yeah, exactly. But you say this is how conservatives who believe themselves to be Christian have decided that life ends at birth. Anti-abortion activists are not for programs which would make raising an unplanned child easier. Anti-abortion activists are not for pro-welfare programs. Anti-abortion activists are not pro-school lunches. They're not pro-food stamps, pro-funding foster care, or pro-taking care of children after they're born. And that's a really, you know, interesting take on what it means for them to be pro-life, right?
Right. I interviewed a couple of pro-life women for a piece I was working on a few years back, and I was interviewing this one woman, and she said, you know, we are really concerned with child welfare, and then she had to correct herself, and she said, but we are not into welfare. And it's just like, wait a second. You know, I mean, so fine, if you want no one to be able to have any kind of reproductive privacy, if you want to make sure that the government has to, like, make sure that, you know, that all pregnancies come to term, that all miscarriages are investigated, if that's what you really want, then make raising a child easier. The number one reason for ending a pregnancy is economics. People who just can't afford another child. Most women, the majority of the women who are looking for abortions already have children. And, you know, that's what the data tells us. It's not
right.
just single mothers. It's often married women who just cannot afford to have another child. So if you want, you know, fewer abortions to take place, make having children easier economically. Then I can respect that position. But otherwise, what it seems and what this piece was really about for me was that they used the term abortion to really be a way of dictating the behavior that will lead up to an unplanned pregnancy.
Yeah. Well, you know, as you say, they're laser focused on life until it becomes viable. Then that life becomes a lazy taker and part of the 47% who believe they're entitled to health care. And some interesting facts you put in here. The data show more women die when abortion is criminalized than when it's legal, safe, and widely available. In fact, the data also tells us, regardless of legal status, the same amount of abortions take place. So the truly pro-life position is for abortion to be available to women who need it. This results in the least loss of life. That's what Bill Clinton always used to say. We want it to be safe, rare, and legal, right?
Right. Well, that's what Mitt Romney, the position he used to be, for when he, of course, this is very Republican, right? Like, they have to have someone in their family has to be affected by this in order for them to be compassionate about an issue.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be pro-gay unless your son is gay. You can't be for safe abortions unless someone you know personally has died from an unsafe abortion, which was the case with Mitt Romney before legal abortion in this country. He had a family friend who died tragically of a botched illegal abortion. And so for the rest of his political career, until he became the GOP nominee and became severely conservative, he was for safe abortion.
Right. He executed one of his very rare flip-flops. And can I just say, if you heard him talk about that, that was one of the only times I ever heard Mitt Romney sound authentic, is when he, I mean, his pro-choice position.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, yeah.
I absolutely agree. That's a very sage point. It's true. It's like that really was something that was close to his heart, and he kind of like he sacrificed that for the nomination. Absolutely.
Right. And you say when abortion is a crime, miscarriages get investigated. Every womb becomes a potential crime scene, and just reproductive ability makes you guilty before proven innocent. Interesting that transvaginal Bob is the first Republican presidential hopeful to implode, huh? But I mean, that's emblematic of the kind of laws that I mean, how backwards this is getting for women, right?
Right. Well, I mean, the Bob McDonald case is interesting because I believe that a lot of this is kind of a smokescreen for we want to do whatever we want, right? Mm-hmm. So like we say abortion, we kind of like we pass abortion bills, and so we can be as unscrupulous as possible. Like as D'Souza, am I saying his name?
Dinesh D'Souza.
Thank you.
Yep.
There you go. Bless you.
I tweeted that yesterday. I was like, you know, this campaign finance fraud is a perfect opportunity for Republicans to try and outlaw abortion.
Yeah, yeah.
And they kind of, they're like, whatever happens, they're like, oh, but this is why we need to make sure that abortion.
As you point out, Tina, this is more of the way that they tend to just try to fearmonger and divide people. You say Republicans are trying to appeal to people who don't want to pay for abortion by appealing to those who don't want to pay for birth control or unwanted children. Under this banner of freedom from taxes, the GOP wants to nationalize Americans' uteri and let dogma decree how women should behave. I mean, it is amazing for the quote-unquote small government party, right?
Right, but this is like, I mean, it's not just that it's the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. The Republican Party has decided that this is a winning issue for them.
Yeah.
They have decided that this is the thing that's going to get them the White House. This could possibly win them the Senate, right? If they because they're not talking about abortion enough. They need to be more passionate about abortion and say that over and over again. And then women will realize if they just mansplain enough. Women will realize that Republicans are really for them and their interests.
Yeah, if they could just do it even in a little more patronizing tone, that would be even better. but I think, I'm not sure where I saw this, whether you did these numbers, but I thought, once again, it's one of those issues where they're just on the wrong side of the American people. I think I saw there's some people that think it should be, abortion should be legal in any circumstance, and some think in some circumstances, obviously with some restrictions, but I think the total number is something like 78% of Americans think it should be legal,
Well, I mean, but bad poll numbers have never worried Republicans. I mean, we're talking about the people who said that Romney was going to win in a landslide. I mean, they never really like look at polls and go, oh wow, let's wring our hands over this. They really think that they can bring people to their side if they just talk about it enough. I mean, and that's the kind of tone deafness. They think that the way they talk about women's issues is appealing to, wait for it, women. That's the kind of like, they're just kind of scraping at the barrel.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we did a story yesterday that their idea now to try to reach out to minorities is to hug more brown kids. Get on camera hugging more brown kids.
Yeah.
And call it school choice.
right. And that's the other thing I find, that's what drives me crazy about the Republicans most of all, is tokenism, is sexism is racism. You know, if you go, look, we got a brown person. Whoa. There is a woman here.
Right.
I know there's no other, but we have one.
That's what brought us Sarah Palin. You know, it was a Hillary thing. We got one.
We got a chick.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Kathy McMorris Rogers, who's going to give the rebuttal.
Right. Oh, that's
one.
Yep. Okay.
But she's not going to give the only rebuttal.
No.
If she could give the only rebuttal for the Republicans, I would go, you know what? That's cool. That's a very smart decision. But because there's a woman giving the rebuttal, they have to have two other rebuttals.
Right. She needs supervision.
So,
she needs male supervision.
Like she can't deliver the message for the Republicans. It's really the two dudes who follow her, the headliners.
Right.
She's just the warm-up act.
And if one of them, like, pats her on the butt and says, good job, then we'll be, oh, that was good. Get me some coffee. All right, now here's the real response.
Yeah. Thanks, Lady
right,
Warm-Up.
Exactly.
Thanks, Lady Warm-Up Act.
Isn't she pretty? We just love her.
Yeah, they really are
at this
point.
Now we're the intellectual giants of the party. You know, Rand Paul, because he's a smart man.
Yeah, although Jim said the entertainment value there will be a dancing toupee, at least, to watch. So there'll be something. All right.
Well, that'd be like a ventriloquist act, you know, like a string.
Right. Well, you know, it's ventriloquist plagiarism. You know, it's made its motto.
Yeah. There you go. Lady writer, great lady writing this
lady
week.
Lady writer on the TV.
Lady talker, you're the best ever.
Thank Aww. You. Love you. See you next time.
Yay, TV Dupuis.
Wee. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Lady Talker Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEF-12. Stephanie Miller. Baby, you just a bomb on me. But you turn me on. You just a bomb on me. Baby, you just a bomb on me. I. It's all about you.
Get it. This could be sung by Chris Christie. 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800. Somebody counted how many times he said I in his inaugural.
A lot.
Yeah. 1-800-STEF-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. John Fugelsang is back for Fridays with Fugelsang. Hello, sexy liberal
Hello.
John Fugelsang.
Hiya.
Hi, I'm glad you had a good time with my girl Tina Dupuis. I think she's coming over here for dinner tonight.
Oh,
really? Oh, really?
Your lady writer
That's
crush.
Right. Oh, yes. Damn. Like I said, I'm getting the chloroform ready.
Fortunately, you have a strong marriage, unlike the McDonald's. That might be a little trouble in paradise. Did you see that Governor McDonald rejected a plea offer to spare his wife any charges?
Yeah.
What a guy. He's so committed to doing what's right.
Yeah. This is...
Far right.
This gets interestinger and interestinger.
It's all karma. How great that this guy gets to know what a probe feels like.
Right. Exactly. Thank you. Maureen McDonald, Mo, to us. Because we feel close to her now, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Relayed to federal prosecutors last summer that she felt responsible for the relationship with a wealthy businessman that had drawn legal scrutiny to Virginia's first family, and her attorney asked whether the case could be resolved without charges for her husband. Prosecutors, though, showed no interest in that. Instead, months later, authorities proposed that then-Governor McDonald plead guilty to one felony bank fraud charge that had nothing to do with corruption in office, and his wife would avoid charges altogether. The governor rejected that offer. Oh, dear.
Ooh. Wonder what Mo thought of that.
They must be having those War of the Roses dinners.
Yeah.
Opposite ends of a really long table.
You know, it's so easy to be a corrupt, bought-off politician legally in this society. This guy got greedy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, anyway, the plea deal would have allowed McDonald to avoid the release of embarrassing details in an indictment, as well as a bruising public trial that will likely put the internal dynamics of their marriage on full display.
Oh, boy.
It's more fun for us. since the indictment landed on Tuesday, the former governor's comments have focused almost exclusively on his own innocence.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy,
mm-hmm.
This is... I smell D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
You know, this completely ruins my image of Bob McDonald as the guy who can announce Confederate History Month and never mention slavery.
By the way, did I call it yesterday?
What?
Am I good at what the fox? Did I say that there someone was going to blame Obamacare for Captain and Tennille breaking up? They did it! Headline today
yeah.
Did Obamacare break up? and Daniil. And of course, it's complete.
No, I blame the Muskrats.
Yeah. There's, you know, I guess, John, in a divorce filing, there's always a line about health care. It's just it's a standard thing. But, of course, the right wing took that and went crazy. And somebody was saying that, if anything, it would be because, he, you know, he can't be discriminated anymore for a pre-existing condition that he does have. So, you know, that's one of the good things of Obamacare. But anyway, I thought it was a joke yesterday. And I'm like, no, they're blaming Obamacare.
Well, I've heard that they could get better health care coverage if they were divorced. That's the rumor. But he's also over 70. He's on Medicare.
Right. Well, they were saying that's why it's not an issue, because they're both Medicare age. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And honestly, he should have left her when she publicly announced, "Do it to me one more time. Once is never enough with a man like you."
Right. Right. I think we know what you're saying, sister.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's the most devastating put down in soft pop history.
Mike in West Virginia, you're on with John. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Mama. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just wanted to go back to the Hucklebee.
Huckleberry.
I love the way Reverend Al calls him Mike Hucklebee. But he, you know, if you go back and look at that, a couple of things, I mean, it's so offensive to begin with. But the other things are, it looks so pre-rehearsed.
Well, it was. Did you see? He tried it out on his show first.
There, here. I'm going to emphasize this word or that word, and also too the smattering of applause. It's not like that bit killed.
Didn't you see the clip from his Sunday Fox show? He tried it out. It was rehearsed. It was right in the teleprompter, and then he did it.
Very frightening. You guys keep up the great work.
All
thank
right.
you. We love
All
you.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Yeah,
you
know that's the fundraiser.
That's even scarier. That's even scarier than a ghost ship full of rats. A woman's libido.
Have we even talked about the ghost ship full of rats?
Libido.
Not yet.
Or the rat ship full of ghosts.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Okay.
I tuned in to talk about that.
How can you not talk about a ghost ship filled with cannibal rats?
It's heading towards England.
It's heading for sure.
Zombie rat apocalypse.
Oh, no. There are mother effing rats on this mother effing boat.
This is terrifying.
Yeah.
A 1,565-ton cruise liner carrying disease-ridden rats is out there somewhere and can very well be headed for Britain. The ship, which went missing a year ago, has presumably been drifting across the North Atlantic ever since. Ghost ships. That's a term used for ships with no living crew aboard. According to experts, they're not that rare. Sailors have spotted at least 7 such ships in the past 15 years. Sorry, now that's freaking me out.
In the morning, in the evening, ain't we got ghosts?
It was seized by Canadian authorities after its owners racked up $250,000 in unpaid debt. So then it was en route to be sold for scrap in the Dominican Republic, and a storm snapped the tow line. Something in Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Something. It was a whole long story.
Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the rats of winter come early.
Right. So Transport Canada.
In all fairness, those rats are only eating each other because they know about British food.
Hey! John Fugelsang for the win.
They're not looking forward to the bangers and mash.
Exactly.
I'd rather eat a diseased rat than that crap in England.
It's like mole rat.
Anyway, so they decided not to pursue. They decided not to pursue the ship, declaring cannibal rats. Experts believe the ship could contain hundreds of rats, which naturally would only have been able to survive this long by
eating each other.
Eating each other.
Yeah.
There will be lots of rats.
It's a rat Donner party.
Oh.
And they eat each other.
Yes.
Now, that is a bad job. The guy said, if I get aboard, now there's a job.
No, oh, God.
I need you to get on that ship.
That's the start of a horror movie.
I'll have to lace everywhere with poison.
Are we looking for a better metaphor for modern capitalism? Are we still behind the lines? We're all adrift eating each other. Is there any questions?
A ghost
God
ship.
God seems to be sending us very funny signals here.
I've read the story, a ghost ship filled with cannibal rats. Floating somewhere off the coast of Scotland, ready to crash ashore. With its cargo of starving rodents. I just can't read enough stories about this. Let's see. Yeah, this is what I guess they're just assuming that that's what they're doing is eating each other because there's nothing else
on the ship. Right.
If they jump in, they'll drown. So,
I guess it's just target practice for the RAF.
What's on the menu today?
Disney film premises for $5,000.
What's on the menu today? Ugh, diseased rat again. Okay.
It's only got a little diseased rat.
It's got to be tense. You wake up, they're looking at each other. All right. Am I going to eat you or are you going to eat me? What's What's going to happen
Yes,
exactly. That's what's happening on the ghost ship. I don't know where
great. Rodent Thunderdome to keep us distracted from the real news like Bieber's arrest.
Exactly. Thank you, John Fugelsang. Thank you for bringing us back to the important thing. All right. Oh, that is that is that a possible sentence for him? Putting him on the rat ghost ship?
Ooh.
Until he learns to be hanged?
There you go.
It did come from Canada, which is where Bieber's from.
That might leave him alone out of professional courtesy.
I think anybody who charges admission to a concert and then lip syncs deserves to be sent to the ghost ship.
Maybe
rat.
Chris Christie could, because you know he'll eat anything. Oh, come on.
Or,
no,
or Huckabee.
Oh.
Right back.
With
more
the size joke. Can we stop it with the size
stop
joke?
Stop it! Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah.
Smithsonian buzzkills.
Right. They're saying there aren't diseased rats on the ghost ship.
Yeah.
Like cannibal rat-eating rats.
Yeah, they're saying the cannibal rat theory comes from Pim de Rudes, a Belgian salvage hunter, who told the tabloid The Sun, quote, "There will be a lot of rats and they eat each other. If I get aboard, I'll have to lace everywhere with poison." In fact, de Rudes has no actual information about whether there are rats on the boat or whether they are diseased, cannibalistic, or perfectly civilized.
They're actually very civilized rats.
Right, they could be wearing bowler hats. Oh, welcome aboard.
Would you care for a brandy? I say, would you procure me some steak and kidney pie? There's a good lad.
Hello, John Fugelsang. Welcome back.
Hi, so it's only an unconfirmed rumor about the cannibal rats?
Yes.
Buzzkill.
Oh. I should feed that guy to Kim Jong-il's $120.
Maybe they're just doing that to get someone to step on board. Yeah, I'm sure it's an urban legend about
rats. Yeah, they're civilized.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Kathy Gifford will be looking into it, I'm sure.
In the morning, in the evening.
Hey, we got rats.
Just when you thought you could not hear another. Remember the Carnival Poop Cruise? Remember with
Yes.
Just when you thought there couldn't be a bigger horror story with a cruise ship. Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes, John Fugelsang.
Yeah, well, you haven't seen some of the cruise ships I've been on.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're built for horror, believe me, and that's just the convenience.
But now John Fugelsang is the star of stage and screen and, of course, Sexy Liberal, which, ladies and gentlemen, up next, tickets going very fast.
Please stand by for this public service advisory.
Listeners in the Phoenix, Arizona region, there have been widespread reports of debilitating and toxic disease known as Republicanitis. Symptoms include vomiting, talking points, paranoia, and chronic ignorance. To avoid contraction of the dreaded Republicanitis, medical experts recommend a high-dose vaccination of
Stephanie Miller.
On Saturday, February 15th, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is coming to the Orpheum Theater in Phoenix, Arizona. Sexy Liberal favorite John Fugelsang and progressive radio star Stephanie Miller will be joined by the newest addition to the Sexy Liberal Posse, comedian, actor, and voice artist Carlos Alizraki. Tickets are available at phoenix.ticketforce.com. Don't miss this wild evening of liberal laughs. It's your progressive prescription. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, February 15th at the Orpheum Theater. Go to phoenix.ticketforce.com.
Yeah. All right, awesome. And then, of course, March in Madison sold out. Albuquerque, though, a few tickets remain for, was that May? And we will have an April announcement coming very soon.
What?
Coming very soon.
Oh, yeah.
And, Crystal Boy will be in Phoenix, and we'll see if we can entice Jim Ward to come along.
Yes. It'll be a par and a tay.
Right, separately.
Yes.
By the way, the GOP just keeps supplying us with new comedy binkies, John. Did you see this woman, U.S. Senate candidate Kathleen Tan, a pro-life Republican, post a bizarre video on her Facebook page in which she is in a steam room fully clothed at the Alaska Club, attempting to convert a woman named Susie while speaking, singing in tongues?
That's odd.
Awesome. Another right-wing chick from Alaska.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Tan says that... Tan says that speaking in tongues or singing in tongues is very valuable because the message cannot be heard by Satan.
Ah.
Oh.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. It also helps explaining trickle down.
The Satan Morse code?
Exactly.
Very popular in the whole voting against their own interest belt.
Sure.
It will make no sense to you, but trust us, it means something.
Hey, look who joins us now. It's Tea Party Ed from Alabama. Hi, Tea Party Ed.
Hello, Stephanie. Hello. I take offense with you guys misrepresenting the Tea Party view. Nothing you say is true about the Tea Party. For example, I could care less what you do with your uterus, and I'll make a deal with you. I'll keep my hands off your uterus. You keep your hands off my wallet. And if you liberals want to abort your babies, that's fine. Just don't make me pay for it. And then I tell you what, I'll kick in
another law that
says if there's a deadbeat dad, we'll throw his ass in jail if he doesn't pay child support. How about that?
Ted, let's rewind, because I think the Tea Party was started by the Ron Paul conservatives, the real conservatives, but you know it's been taken over by a lot of the wackadoodle social conservatives. You can acknowledge that, right?
Sir, I would appreciate it if you let me define the party that I'm a member of and the people I associate with.
Oh, are you a member of the Tea Party, Ted? Is that your affiliation? You're not a Republican,
it's
Ted?
You're not a Republican. I'm a Tea Party member.
Who did you vote for in 2012?
I didn't vote for anybody. I didn't like Romney, and I was one of the millions of Tea Party people that didn't show up for the election.
So you don't vote Republican anymore then, because you're a Tea Party member, right? That's a real party, and you're not a Republican, and you don't vote Republican.
The Republican Party we call Republicans the Republican wing of the Democrat Party. They're both the same. Obama's the same as Bush. They both bail out big business. They're both crony capitalists.
That's true. That's less true of Obama, but still fair. Yeah, you got some good points.
And I, for one, really appreciate you staying home. Are you going to stay home in 2016 as well?
Oh, I probably will, but at some point you have to understand that when this country goes bankrupt because of the policies of Republicans and Democrats, then somebody's got to pick up the pieces. And you'll find out that the Tea Party is going to go more popular every day as long as government takes the rights away from law-abiding Americans to conduct their life as they feel fit.
How are we taking away the rights of Americans? How are we taking away the rights of Americans to conduct their lives?
Well, first of all, I believe that people should pay for their own health care, their own birth control, their own education, their own food, because not because I'm a conservative, but because I'm an adult. And I'm tired of
you don't believe in the public education system?
No, I'm tired of liberals butting into my private, peaceful, and voluntary transactions with other people that have nothing to do with you.
Really? You mean like getting in between a woman and her doctor and personal decisions, stuff
yeah,
like
absolutely.
That?
Yeah, absolutely. I just told you. I could care less what you do with your uterus. If you want to bury your babies, that's fine. Just don't do it on my dime.
And you don't agree with Thomas Jefferson, who says that an educated populace is the best thing for America?
Yeah, and I do, and that's why I don't support government education.
He did.
Education's too important to surrender to government.
Thomas Jefferson supported public education.
Ted, I have a question.
We expanded spending on education four times in the last four times we've spent more than we'd spent before, and outcomes haven't improved. Public education is demonstrably sucks.
Can you point to Can you point to any society in history that has functioned the way you think America should function?
I think America back in the slavery being the exception, because that was a government manifestation. I think that America in the 19th century functioned pretty good because government didn't intrude in people's lives. I think the best way for a society to function
is child labor back then.
I think the best way a society to function is by small state governments or federalism. For example, government that governs closest to the people governs best. So why is the federal government involved in one size fits all, too big to fail health care over the entire country? Let the individual
or not, if only.
It's state by state, and they are private companies.
And do you
let
think
the individual states manage health care.
Yes.
And then that way, if you don't like what you do in Massachusetts, you go to Texas. If you don't like Texas, you go to Massachusetts, California.
That was the intention of Obamacare, but the Supreme Court struck that down.
Well, no, Obamacare was, what the Supreme Court ruled on was not Obamacare. Obamacare's changed it myriad times since the Supreme Court ruling, and he's done so unconstitutionally. And liberals stand by to watch this violation of the Constitution on a daily basis by this administration.
It was a conservative court that said it was.
Everything else.
It's a conservative plan. It's a conservative plan.
What do you think should be done about
it? I'm sorry. I hung up on him. I have a headache in my eye. I'm sorry. We wanted single payer. That's what you were talking about. We don't have that, but okay.
Civilized countries do, but we can't have that.
Let me just say, as a lesbian past menopause, I appreciate you paying for all my abortions. Thanks so much.
You know what? I gotta say, if you don't like abortion, if you don't like free government paying for abortion, if you don't like national health care, if you don't like gay rights, if you don't like women in the military, stop supporting Israel.
Well, it's illegal for the government to pay for abortion anyway.
Yes, there's that.
It is, thanks to the Hyde Amendment. It
exactly.
is illegal, but we do pay for executions. So at least you're still having your tax dollars go to killing people, and that's something Jesus actually talked about.
Right.
But in Israel, the government's now going to pay for all abortions for women up to age 33. He's funding them.
All right, John, speaking of entertainment, Bill O'Reilly will interview President Obama on Super Bowl Sunday. They will presumably do it live.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
As long as Obama doesn't block the shots.
As long as he doesn't block any shots, that's right.
Usually when Bill O'Reilly does one of these things, it's pre-taped and it has more cuts than the cast of Girl Interrupted. So I'd like to see how he does it live.
Wow, nice reference. Nicely done, sir.
His last Obama interview was so chopped up, and so is his Jon Stewart interview. He does it live with Dennis Miller when he steps on Dennis's punchlines, but it'd be very interesting to see Bill O'Reilly actually go face-to-face in a live interview with the president.
Mike in Boston, are you there? Hey, Mike.
I am. I was curious to follow up on Tea Party Ed in if he's okay with the government paying for men's erections since Medicaid covers Viagra.
Yes, because I'm just guessing he hasn't powered one on his own in a while, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
He sounded like a very fulfilled man.
I think the family planning. I was reading Rude Pundit earlier, and he was talking about all the horrors in Texas and the real need for family planning. And family planning
is
great
in Texas.
What?
The horrors.
The horrors. Okay. Oh, the horrors. Pardon
I thought of Dolly Parton suddenly. I don't know why.
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
All right. Cindy in Michigan, you're on with John. Hey, Cindy, welcome.
Hey, I have a bone to pick with that guy that just called, talking about the good old days and how we had less government. I'm Native American. My mother was full Native American, and children in her family as late as the 1920s and 30s were taken out of their homes and put in what they called Indian school, not to learn Indian, but to have the Indian taken out of them.
Exactly.
And that was by conservatives. That was by small government people that said that they did not want Bureau of Indian Affairs. They didn't want any other big government programs like welfare, the sort of things that they're talking about now. So they just felt that Indians did not know how to raise their own children.
Yep.
Took their language away and put
considered
them,
in them savages.
Where they were abused.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Very good point. John Fugelsang, I understand that you are leaving me now for Katie Couric.
I'm leaving you for Katie Couric and then Brett Schultz.
Wow.
Are you going to be on Katie Couric today? Is that when
I'll be on Katie Couric today and Ed Schultz this evening. We're a happy triad.
So we can watch you.
All right.
Man, media, whore, but I love you. All right, honey. See you next Friday. Good luck. We'll be watching. All right, there he goes. John Fugelsang. All right. Oh, look, Billy in Texas agrees with Tea Party.
Oh, really?
What's
shocking.
His name? Great.
I'm
going
to go to him after the break?
Yeah, sure. Great. 18 minutes after the hour. What else I have to do? Argue with Jim about Snowden next,
Sure.
Whatever. I'll put it off. 18 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
She gets insulted by more right wingers before 6 a.m. than most people do all day. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It's our favorite game on Friday. Yes, just missed the garbage truck. Yeah.
Wow, a garbage truck and yodeling.
It's a hell of a Friday.
My life is complete.
23 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. What's more fun than saying, hi, Billy in Texas?
Hello, Stephanie. Listen, hello. I find it it's just funny that you're on free speech TV and you're speaking out about people exercising their free speech rights by pointing out to a woman that's going to have an abortion that she's killing a baby.
Ah. Did I say that you don't have a right to say that?
Well, you're
you just
sure
said that on
like
free speech TV.
Preaching against it.
Pardon me?
It sure sounds like you're preaching against it.
No, you
well, it's, it's legal.
Yeah, it's legal.
It's yeah.
Right.
It's a legal medical
and it's
procedure.
It's the right thing to do.
Pardon me?
No, it's a legal medical procedure.
It's a and it's
it is
murder as well.
It's a legal medical
procedure. No, murder would
procedure.
Be illegal.
Right.
Well, it's, listen, define it however you want to, because okay. that's what y'all do. But it still is the okay. ending of life. That's the end of the story.
Okay. So, so in your, I mean, obviously you're not, thank God,
yes.
in charge of the laws, but you would arrest the woman and the doctor then?
No, but I, no,
no?
I wouldn't.
No.
Well, if
but
it's
murder.
If it's, yeah, if it's murder, if it's illegal, then why aren't they, why don't you want them arrested?
Because we are, abortion is something that, that can be used in certain instances, and I believe that you could have an abortion, say in the case of rape.
Oh, oh so you're
the mother is in.
Oh, so murder is okay in some instances.
In danger.
Right.
By
you are weak today. All right, I just, you know what? I
he was
to,
he was a little humming a humming a humming.
I need a humming a humming a humming a humming. See, I was being kind. I was putting him out of his misery today.
So it sounded like he was a little bit pro-choice there.
I did not give him any free speech on Free Speech TV. Oh, well. Damien in Pennsylvania says, Steph, other than the fact that Uncle Sugar sounds like a third-rate rapper, Mike Huckabee's statement is even dumber when you consider the fact that people like David Bitter are always caught paying hookers. If women are really as randy as they say, why is it necessary for them to do that?
Uncle Sugar.
Yeah, our libidos are out of control.
Uncle Sugar sounds like a rapper from Davenport, Iowa. You know? Like... Really?
Here is a huckleberry.
Women I know are smart, educated, intelligent, capable of doing anything that anyone else can do.
With a penis?
Our party stands for the recognition of the equality of women and the capacity of women. That's not a war on them. It's a war for them.
Right, as long as they're Sarah
Palin. And if the Democrats want to insult the women of America by making them believe that they are helpless without Uncle Sugar coming in and providing for them a prescription each month for birth control because they cannot control their libido or their reproductive system without the help of the government, then so be it. Let us take that discussion all across America because women are far more than the Democrats have played them to be. And women across America need to stand up and say, enough of that nonsense.
Right.
Right.
Enough of that nonsense.
Right.
Treating us like human beings.
Right.
We don't want that. We're all whores and sluts. Everyone
knows
that.
Just give me my pills and shut up. Jim Reince-Priebus.
Reince-Priebus!
Had this to say.
Our candidates risk being silent and getting punched in the face on a bogus war on women. And I think that they ought to fight back.
Right.
Right.
Fight back.
Chris Brown for chairman of the RNC.
Back.
Right.
Punch him in the face. Because that's what manly men like me do. Look out, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Ow! Ow!
Sherry in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Sherry.
Hi. As a poor woman, I feel like Mike Huckabee is basically thinks poor women are sex-crazed sluts. That's how I feel when he says that. You can tell, most Republicans, you can tell the way they treat women just by the way they talk.
Yeah.
It's so kind of compoundy. Like Colorado compoundish, the way they treat women, and it's just scary. Thanks.
Yes, yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Corky in Rochester. Hi, Corky.
How you doing, Steph?
Good. Go ahead.
I'd like to know how they tell what's going on behind closed doors because I've been around a few women's bodies, and I couldn't tell if they're having a DNC or not or an abortion. How the hell did they find this out?
Oh, dear. All right. That's a good turn for the weird.
I've been around a few women's baddies.
I've been with a chick. I don't know what's going on down there.
Listen, me too.
I can't tell if they're
OTR. I feel you, Corky. It's confusing down there. Beverly in Virginia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Beverly.
Hi, Stephanie. I listen to your show. My husband and I both do all the time, and I didn't believe I was going to get through today when I first called, but I want to comment on that caller who was talking about abortion.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just so tired of hearing these Republicans, whoever they are, talk about abortion being murder, when here they are cutting back on Medicaid or doing whatever they can to destroy it.
Yep.
Trying to get rid of the food stamps. I mean, they just do everything they can to get rid of those programs, but yet they call abortion murder.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess I just get so tired of it. And then we got this governor here in Virginia, which I won't even go into, who's accepting, you know, and I just wanted to say that. But I love you guys, and I listen to you all the time.
Aw, Beverly, you have exquisite taste. Thank you. All right. Well,
I think there's a debate to be had when life begins. And Carl Sagan, obviously not an OBGYN, but he said that since we determine death when brainwaves stop, maybe when brainwaves start.
Right. But it goes to her point, as my friend Randy Rhodes would say, hey, love the fetus, hate the child. 29 you have to. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a smoking little pistol, isn't she?
What's going
Missed
on?
Another garbage truck. Yeah.
There was one during that last segment, though.
It's the Friday game.
Well, we have three of them, right?
Yes, three trucks.
Right. So one came during the previous commercial break, one came during the segment, and then one came during this commercial break.
Right.
The most recent one was the recycling one.
For those of you playing the home game, there's no prizes. We're just saying.
This is going to be our usual Friday game.
Right. 34 minutes after the hour.
Is it trash?
Okay.
Is
and can leaves? I just, my report, yesterday you came in and said what?
Recycling.
I'm not the one that got something on the toilet seat. Okay, today someone didn't flush. Who didn't flush? Oh, like living with bears. Okay.
Actually, bears are coming down from the mountains and wandering through neighborhoods
We
now.
Might have actual bears. In
yes. It could be bears using your bathroom.
Yep.
Okay. Now I suddenly like John Boehner because he's a man after my own heart. He told Jay Leno, I can't be president. I drink too much.
Well, not in so many words. But
you ever think of running for president?
No. I like to play golf. I like to cut my own grass.
Right.
You know, I do drink red wine. I smoke cigarettes. Right. And I'm not giving that up to be president of the United States.
Right. That's right. That's not worth it.
Right.
That's kind of funny, actually, that he acknowledged all of that.
Oh, but who did you say is going to step into the void? Of course, Sean Hannity.
Oh, yeah. There are rumors that Sean Hannity's going to run for public office. That was part of his whole thing about leaving the socialist state of New York.
Right. Right. Baby doesn't want to face justice. Okay. All right. Well, wow. That's good news. President Hannity.
He moved to the libertarian paradise of Texas where things blow up willy-nilly.
Right. Right. And then because of too much regulation,
sure.
as we know.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Jeff in Atlanta, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, hi. I was listening to that Tea Party caller from earlier. He did the standard division of any sort of authority from federal government is bad, tyrannical, and state and local, that's just great, liberatory, and all that. But you asked him about slavery, and he said something really interesting. He said, well, that was wrong because that was from government. Is it his idea that the problem with slavery is that there was too much federal government involvement? You know, because that's something really that happened precisely at state level.
State level, right.
Yeah.
Some may recall, we had a fairly famous war.
Though. Right.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Was a lot of people were killed over that.
That was the federal government acting.
This is code for states' rights.
That's
right. Yeah, exactly. All right. Jim, here's the part of the show where everybody tunes out simultaneously. Because we talk, because people think Jim doesn't talk enough about Edward Snowden. I talk too much, something. We can't remember.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well,
people would agree with Jim.
You go with Daniel. You go with Dianne Feinstein, and I go with Daniel Ellsberg.
Oh, so. Funny you should mention that. Letter from a fine American.
Uh-oh.
Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. Howdy, Dave. Staff, sorry for the delayed response to Tuesday's Charlie Pierce segment, but we Stephcast listeners are usually a day late and $7.95 a month short. Only $4.95 if you pay a year in advance. That is right. Thank you for pointing that out. If you don't have a fear of commitment, Dave, it's only $4.95 a month for the Stephcast. During his segment, Charlie said that anybody who called Edward Snowden a traitor shouldn't be taken seriously since the Constitution specifically defines traitorous behavior. I know I'm not the only listener who pointed out this is totally false. The Constitution defines treason, but not being a traitor. By Charlie's reasoning, John Walker, he goes through, by Aldrich James, Aaron Burr, Scooter Libby were not traitors because, quote, treason against the U.S. shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. As a side note, Byrd, although surely a traitor, was found not guilty of treason because of this constitutional definition. I put Snowden and Greenwald in this group of traitors. They did not commit treason, but they are traitors by any reasonable definition of the word. They release classified information that provides useful operational intelligence to our enemies during a time of armed conflict. Jim is always quick to ask if Daniel Ellsberg was a traitor. Nothing Ellsberg released had any operational intelligence value. The papers he leaked to the New York Times were a history of the U.S. involvement in Southeast Asia from Truman to 1968. The Times started publishing in 1971, and Senator Gravel had the papers read into the Congressional Record.
Gravel.
Yeah, sorry. Taking a charge of treason off the table, Ellsberg was indicted on breaking the Espionage Act, but the charges were thrown out after a mistrial. Traitors, yes. Guilty of treason, no. Sorry, Charlie. He had a pretty good sense of history, I have to say.
Sure.
But, you know, Jim, there's obviously a lot going on. Erica Holder talked about this yesterday. There's another report in a Russian newspaper. I don't know if you saw this, that Edward Snowden spent several days, including his 30th birthday, in the Russian consulate in Hong Kong before flying to Moscow. We were talking about Mike Rogers and Dianne Feinstein saying that he may have had help from the Russians. This has not been proven yet. You know, he denies it, of course. The report, if accurate, reveals the Russian authorities are saying were involved with Snowden earlier than previously known. The revelation he was cavorting with Russia while in Hong Kong gives more credence to assumptions Snowden deliberately plotted to subvert the United States and steal thousands of pages of classified and compartmented material. When Snowden arrived in Moscow with a void passport and nullified travel papers, all signs suggest that Russia's intelligence service, FSB, took control of him, which is what Mike Rogers was talking about on Meet the Press. And again, Maybe. Above my pay grade, I don't know whether that will be conclusively proven.
Do we have confirmation that he was at the Russian embassy or a Russian consulate?
There's a report in a Russian newspaper, and
can you take that seriously?
I don't know.
A report in an unnamed Russian newspaper?
Can you take seriously what Mike Rogers, Dianne Feinstein said? I mean, a lot of times when Snowden says something, I see people say, "Oh, how can you take his word for it? He's a thief." And it's like, I don't. That's what I'm saying. I'm not.
The Russian press not known for their truthiness.
Well, except Pravda, which means truth.
So Edward Snowden, though, said yesterday he can't come back from Russia because there's no chance to have a fair trial. Urged the U.S. to strengthen protection for whistleblowers. As we were talking about, though, the FBI director said this does not fall under whistleblower, protection because he didn't blow the whistle on anything illegal. And this is not so. I mean, Eric Holder.
Wait a minute.
Eric Holder said
that's a sticky wicket right there.
Right. Okay. Here's what Eric Holder said anyway yesterday.
Well, if Mr. Snowden wanted to come back to the United States, enter a plea, we would engage with his lawyers. We'd do that with any defendant who wanted to enter a plea of guilty. And so that's what that gives a little context to what I said.
But so, no one has proved that he's anything that Snowden released has caused grievous harm to the United States.
Here's what Holder said about that. Let me get your reaction. Holder asked on Thursday for his reaction to the notion of Snowden as whistleblower, said he has harmed the national security of the United States in ways I know I can quantify, I can demonstrate. Were I allowed to share with you some of the things that I see in my daily intelligence brief? But that's what I'm saying. That's the nature of this. It's classified. That's the problem is you can't. So right. Eric Holder again yesterday.
The notion of clemency. No harm, no foul. I think that would be going too far.
But who is saying that he didn't do anything illegal? That he can't be a whistleblower because he didn't do anything
James
illegal?
James Comey, the FBI director.
Huh. Okay.
Here's what, the one thing we keep talking about are these private contractor firms. This is, I think, interesting. The U.S. Justice Department accused the United States Investigation Services, the largest private provider of security checks for the government, of bilking millions of dollars through improper background verifications.
Yeah.
They vetted Edward Snowden, and they said they filed at least 665,000 flawed background checks between March 2008 and September 2012, which was about 40% of total.
Private contractors.
They also vetted Aaron Alexis, the guy that shot up.
Right.
The Navy Yard shooter.
What connection do they have to the private for-profit prisons?
I don't know if there's a connection to that, but it's the leaning on private companies for what should be government business. Uh-huh. That's insane that we're letting them get away with this.
Corporatism, fascism.
Yes.
Mary in Tucson, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Mama. Good morning, Mooks.
Good morning.
I would like to offer Mike Huckabee and the men of his ilk a big steaming cup of FTFU.
I'll make it for you myself in an apron.
Yeah, well, see, this is kind of the GOP's new welfare queen. They're now saying, trying to create this persona of women who take contraception.
They're welfare sluts now.
Right.
That we're all a bunch of a skanky hoes who just want to go around and boink anything that moves. The truth is, I mean, people like me, here's my very boring background. I'm 48. I've been married for more than 16 years to my husband. We have two kids. I'm on birth control because, A, I had complications with both my deliveries, and another pregnancy could literally kill or maim me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here we go again.
In other words, you're a slut.
You're a slut. You're a skanky.
And my husband's very grateful for that.
I bet.
Can't control your libido.
Right.
Yeah, thanks.
And again, my husband's very thankful
for that. Yeah, and there's a problem with that?
Right. Here, let me help you control that. Mary, you know, but here we go again with the whole Sandra Fluke argument. It's like, hey, dummies. Birth control is sometimes used for endometriosis, which is what's hotter than that.
That's
right?
Got too many letters in it. I don't know what that means. Ah, hurt them.
And then plus, it's like, this was the whole Rush thing. Like, hey, moron, you don't have to take more pills if you have more. It's like,
every time they open their mouth about these things, they really show their ignorance on how contraception is used and the many reasons that contraception is used. And it's not just the pill. They always go to the pill, but there are other forms of contraception that women use for various reasons.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's what I'm told.
I'm just reading on Daily Coast that in 2005, Mike Huckabee was his own Uncle Sugar. And that he signed a law mandating insurance plans provide contraception coverage.
Really? Oh my God.
Mike Huckabee's a hypocrite.
Jeez.
Jack Wheels of right-wing hypocrites.
Yes. Indeed, jacuzze, sir.
Jacuzze.
Right. 45 minutes after that.
You have no French accent whatsoever. That's a
young mon dieu.
Oh, oof. God.
Oh.
Oh. Lord.
You got out.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is the dirtiest show I have ever been on in all of my life.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Can you show the people your cauliflower? That is the weirdest thing in the world.
It's orange.
Why is your cauliflower orange?
I think it was crossed with a goldfish.
That looks like it has built-in cheese sauce on it.
It does not. It was a pretty color. They had that and it purple.
What did they cross with the cauliflower to get it that neon orange?
Maybe that's why the Velveeta shortage is happening. Maybe they crossed it with Velveeta. I don't know.
That is genetically modified. It's got to be.
So, you're just trying to distract attention from who didn't flush the toilet, which was our commercial break.
Oh, come on. We were just talking about that, because your ancient toilet needs to have the handle held down for about 20 seconds.
I haven't gone to the bathroom here this morning.
This is not why I'm not with men, because it's like living with bears, A, and B, our last caller, I don't know what contraception consists of since the 70s. Is there still foam? What is there? Is there... that IUD thing? Is there what else happened? What else is happening down there?
An IED. Yeah, that's what you put up there.
IUD.
Improvised explosive device. That sounds fun.
Thanks.
That'll prevent a whole lot of it.
Yes. No more pregnancy. That's for sure.
Wow.
Well, exactly. Because I have one of those. As Don Brokaw would say, Jim, lesbian libidos. By the way, that Hong Kong billionaire. It has doubled the reward for any man who can make his lesbian daughter straight.
Hmm. Oh, I'll get to work on that. Yeah.
A Hong Kong billionaire has just doubled down on his offer as a massive amount of money for any man who can win the heart of his lesbian daughter.
Wow.
Challenge. Yeah. He first made headlines in September 2012 when he announced the initial offer of $65 million.
Wow.
After his daughter eloped with her female partner in France.
Lesbian elopers.
Right, lesbian elopers.
In the People's Republic.
He told the Financial Times in January 2013 the offer still stood. And if a man could woo his daughter, he would give them a moderately deluxe life.
Wow. Wow. That's a qualifier.
Moderately deluxe.
Now he is upping the ante by offering approximately $130 million.
That's a deluxe apartment in the sky.
That's pretty damn deluxe.
After his first offer reportedly attracted 20,000 unsuccessful suitors. She's just picky. She's just finicky.
Right.
She said, I don't think my dad's offering of any amount of money would be able to attract a man I would find attractive. I'd be happy to befriend any man willing to donate huge amounts of money to my charity, Faith and Love, provided they don't mind that I already have a wife. Third and lastly, thank you, Daddy. I love you, too. Oh,
28,000 men, and none of them had a vagina.
Know, right? So maybe just fear of commitment. Who knows? Ann in Houston, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm tired of hearing people who get abortions being called murderers.
Yeah.
And I am definitely pro-choice, but I'm also Christian, and I don't find the arguments about when life begins particularly moving. But I do find the idea that women are not allowed self-defense, because I see it as self-defense. And really, when the right wing talks about, oh, well, if you're raped or if you're, you know, their arguments all fall apart by allowing any of that. But what they're doing is not allowing women the right to self-defense.
Yeah, and they were playing all those clips of the, the rapey Republicans from the last election cycle.
Yes.
And I think the one that was most offensive was that guy saying, oh, if a woman gets raped, that's what God intended.
Wow,
screw you.
I mean, God doesn't do that kind of thing. God doesn't intend that. That was the person who did that.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a Chicago Republican who claims that autism and dementia are God's punishment for LGBT rights. Wow.
Okay.
That's only logical, I guess.
Betsy in
some planet.
Maine, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Betsy.
Hi, Steph. Hi. I'm. You made me the official old hippie organic gardener for a while ago of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Awesome.
And I'm calling about the yellow cauliflower, the
yes.
golden cauliflower,
yes.
and the purple cauliflower.
Right.
And it's not genetically modified.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
It was bred in the good old-fashioned way that we've been breeding plants for thousands of years.
It's just a little fluorescent.
It's a prettier color.
It's a little fluorescent, yes, it is. The purple is even more fluorescent.
I've seen the purple. I've never seen the Cheese Whiz color.
That's a cross with purple drink. The purple drink.
Yes.
Right. It's Justin Bieber's
favorite. But anyways, I just wanted to, don't want my Stephanie eating any GMOs, and I want to reassure
Thank
her
you.
That she's not.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Tanya in Cleveland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Tanya.
Hey, nobody has mentioned it. They don't pass out birth control pills like government cheese. I paid my doctor $30 for the copay and then $30 when I got to the counter at the Walgreens.
Yeah.
So nobody gave me anything. I paid for my birth control, so I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, and plus, I don't get why Viagra that's okay to be covered, but
like Huckabee, his wife has never taken a birth control pill. I can't believe that. And then we paid for it because he was the governor, so we paid for his health care. So what's his beef?
Yeah, well, they probably don't need birth control in her defense. I mean, look at
yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm sure they...
Maybe if you put the birth control in the government cheese.
Right? Tasty. Like hiding a pill for a dog.
Right, exactly.
In a sausage. In a pill pocket. Let's go to Bill in Madison. Hey, Bill, welcome.
Hey, Steph. So in 2010, Judge Vaughn Walker found the NSA program illegal, and then last December, a Bush appointee, Judge Richard Leon, found that the NSA spying program was patently illegal. So I think that Snowden actually revealed something that was illegal.
Well, I hear what you're saying. I was gonna ask you about that, Jim. I mean, it's this is where I don't know whether it gets above my pay grade, but the White House disputed findings of the Independent Review Board that said the NSA's mass data program is illegal and should be ended. Jay Carney said we simply disagree with the board's analysis on the legality of the program, noting that federal judges have found the program to be legal dozens of times. So Where are we now? Like, who gets to decide what's legal then?
This needs to be decided by the Supreme Court.
Right.
There's way too much
right?
wiggle room.
Because you go with
the Fourth Amendment
judges.
Has ceased to exist now.
Right.
So,
yeah. I mean, obviously the board has one opinion. The White House has another opinion. All the federal judges that have ruled it illegal have another opinion. So I don't know.
Well, there have been some federal judges that have ruled it illegal, and it just keeps bouncing around from court to court. Why won't it go up to the Supreme
Which
Court?
Which is why I couldn't be president, because I would quit now.
It's too hard.
Okay, Tom in Indiana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, hi, Stephanie. Something that I never hear spoken of, and you may have spoken of it before on your program, but my wife was a controller for Planned Parenthood in Northwest Indiana, five different clinics. When you get an abortion with the Planned Parenthood, you have to pay for it. It's a totally different accounting function. No government money is used for any abortions.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's
something
that just seemed never to be mentioned.
Yeah. Well, this is, what was his name, Chris? Tea Party Ed?
Tea Party Ed.
This is.
I mentioned it to him.
This is what they're trying to. Yeah, well, exactly. But this is what the Republicans try to do. It's just they try to divide. Now that you're right, you're absolutely right. They're trying to use this as an economic issue. They're like, I'm going to pay. I mean, it's exactly what he said to me, right? I'm not going to pay for your abortion. You go ahead and have as many as you want.
Well, you're not paying for her abortion.
You keep your hands off my wallet.
He's not paying for your abortions in way more ways than one.
But the same people who were violently against abortion seem to don't care much about actual kids being shot.
Yeah, exactly. And trust me, there ain't nothing going on down in these dusty hinterlands that you have anything to do with you, your wallet, or anything else. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Say it with me, everybody. So handsome and romantic, it's Max. He does not look like the sheepdog on what cartoon?
The Warner Brothers cartoon. You know, where they're clocking in and out, and they fight with Wile E. Coyote?
Morning, Max.
Yeah.
Morning, Fred.
No, he looks like Everlasting Story, someone told me. Yeah, the big white something dog. I don't think I saw it. Okay.
I think Natan knows. What?
Which?
Never ending story.
There we go.
Natan knows.
All right. Natan, our free speech videographer. Thank you, Natan. Okay. Oh, Scott in San Diego with some fun facts. In case you hadn't heard, Governor Hucklebees, as Al Sharpton calls him.
He got his face up in the Huckleberry Pie.
That's what happened. That must be what happened. His comments.
Women I know are smart,
on the
educated,
folk.
Intelligent, capable of doing anything that anyone else can do. Our party stands for the recognition of the equality of women and the capacity of women.
Right.
That's not a war on them. It's a war for them.
As long as they're Sarah Palin.
And if the Democrats want to insult the women of America by making them believe that they are helpless without Uncle Sugar coming in and providing for them a prescription each month for birth control because they cannot control their libido or their reproductive system without the help of the government, then so be it. Let us take that discussion all across America, because women are far more than the Democrats have played them to be. And women across America need to stand up and say, enough of that nonsense.
Right.
And you'll get even fewer women votes than you are now, which is be hard to do. But.
Alerting us to the uncontrollable lady libidos, Jim. Yeah, and we were saying, did he mean Uncle Sam? Did he mean Sugar Daddy? Scott in San Diego says, Steph, Uncle Sugar is the expression conservative use when referring to Uncle Sam, a.k.a. the federal government. It's also a veiled reference to the southern expression sugar. Remember the thing that
Mel
Gibson used?
Really?
Hey, sugar.
I thought that was just a Mel Gibsonism. I didn't know that was a thing.
I don't know. Scott says, sometimes poor people who couldn't afford milk would fill the baby's bottle with sugar water and let the infant suck on that.
Oh. Got it.
So, suck on that, lady.
Uncle Sugar sounds like a euphemism for diabetes.
Suck on that, all you lady libidos out there. Uncontrollable lady libidos. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because Uncle Sugar is here.
Sugar. Uncle Sugar. I just can't believe the way I get away with this. I just can't believe it's true. I'm the pastor pandering to nastiest conservatives. Unfortunately, it's true.
Whoa, listen to my Uncle Sugar's speech now. Pour a little sugar on my squirrel now. I'm gonna raise some cash real quick.
Thank you, Rocky.
Yay, Mike.
Oh, by the way, Justin Bieber, as you know, has been arrested again.
Yep.
Rocky Mountain Mike says, Justin Bieber makes us all wish someone else had tossed some eggs 19 years ago. See what he... Oh, because he's got arrested for egging out here in L.A.
Rocky Mountain Mike says it's 15 degrees where he is right now.
Where is he?
He walks half a mile to
where work. Is he be now?
Well, somewhere in the Rocky Mountains.
No,
I don't know.
Where
I think,
is he now?
No,
I think he's in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
Where the wind comes sweeping down the plain?
Sure.
Right, exactly.
So the wind chill is probably even less than 15 degrees.
Right. Could I have some love music? Another future wife stack for me. Patient shows up for liver transplant with a bottle of vodka.
Good move, yes. You got to
get rid of the old liver anyway.
Yeah, you got to season the new liver.
Yeah.
She didn't have the new one yet.
No, you got to break it in.
Right,
it's like breaking in shoes. You don't take a 10-mile hike in new shoes.
It was the old one.
Oh.
A woman in Germany celebrated her upcoming liver transplant with a big bottle of vodka. She admitted to boozing it up the day before her liver transplant operation.
Great. Hey, you know, she's done with it anyway.
Right?
So.
Doctor's getting rid of the old liver. Right? Might as well take it for one last spin. Patients apparently, according to Dr. Buzzkill, are supposed to be sober for 6 months before getting the operation.
Whatever.
It's perfect sense to me. Okay. By the way, I mentioned yesterday, anyone notice that Iran has stopped enriching uranium mm-hmm. without us firing a shot?
Yep.
I don't know if that matters to anybody.
It's called diplomacy.
Right. A new poll released on Wednesday found a solid majority of Americans by greater than 2-1 margin support the first step in the nuclear deal with Iran, a finding that lines up with most recent surveys taken on the issue. The president's carny yesterday, Jake.
We said before that we expected the Iranian government to spin the commitments they made under the Joint Plan of Action. For their domestic political purposes.
Senator John McCain, I'm just going to guess, not still aware that he lost the election and not happy with this?
He's just
in
bitter.
Some way? Right.
I have never seen anything like this in my life. I thought Jimmy Carter was bad, but he pales in comparison to this president, in my view.
Bomb, 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 Iran.
Yeah, sorry, I guess your plan didn't work out.
Yeah, sucks to be you.
Oh, well. Arlene in Alabama on Governor Huckabee. Hello, Arlene.
Good morning. I want to weigh in on women's libido.
Okay.
Which I think lack of has probably been a bigger problem. Men's libido is much stronger, it's more consistent, and it's very persistent. And I would say a very large percentage of sex, the women want to please their man. So, if they're worried about our libido running rampant, maybe we should show them we can control it and just cut them off.
Oh, a little Lysistrata strategies.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
She's talking about, okay. All right. I'm going to cut you off, Jim. That's it. Jonathan and...
Right.
He's been trying for 9 years now.
He keeps thinking I'm serious. I mean, you never know. No. Hey, now that I'm at home, we're only two floors from my bed. Jonathan and... In Chicago. Hello, John.
You won't let me out of the
there.
Basement.
Hey, where can I get me some of that uncontrollable lady libido?
Yeah, no, right? You want names and addresses.
I think my wife may have something to say about that. But I've been thinking we need rational heads to decide on the best way to spend funding for healthcare. And I think the contraception issue can be solved very easily with a government study. It probably use existing statistics, but go through the record, and if you look at three populations. Say, for example, say heterosexual Republicans,
right,
gay men, and lesbian women. Whichever one of those has the lowest elective abortion rate, let them decide where we spend the money.
Gee, who would that be?
I wonder. Oh, wait, I meant that. That's not what I meant. I didn't mean the other one. I meant that. Yes, that is a hard quiz.
Yes, it is.
All right. Let's go to Brian real quick in Ohio. Hey, Brian.
Hi, Stephanie and Mooks.
Hello.
Good day to you all.
Hello.
I just had a quick comment on the abortion and these guys. I don't care whether you're right wing, left wing, throwing the religion into it.
Right.
I mean, what other like 2,000 to 5,000 year old Bronze Age myths do we put such, you know, high merit on? You know, I don't know why they have to bring that into every discussion about abortion.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. All right, so lots more to get to. What's the matter?
We just had another set decorator write in.
Oh, now what? Now what?
Your show is hot, hot, hot. I like the in-between show of yesterday or past shows. Good move, which is what we're starting today with Natan.
Oh,
anyway,
we're putting in. What are we putting in the breaks?
Natan, what are we putting in?
Soft porn? What's happening?
Previous interviews.
Oh, previous interview, little best of moments.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
And he said, just a suggestion. At the hardware store, you may find some extension cords, white, with fat plug male ends that go straight down, and you can plug in any number of things out of sight and clean up the details of the background. I'm straight and design set, so there.
Okay, that's your story.
Wow.
All right. Anything else? All right, 16 minutes after the hour.
Does it have to be yellow?
Oh, for God's sake. Everyone's a network TV executive, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, right, Jim? How many TV executives does it take to change a light bulb? Does it have to be a light bulb? Okay. All right. That's a little joke out here in Hollywood. 16 minutes after the hour, we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
For a good time, call now. 1-800-STEPH-12. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 21 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll-free from anywhere. Oh, Travis has brought in the Uncle Sugar fun facts.
Oh, okay.
So for people who don't know what the Huckleby was talking about when he said Uncle Sugar, women or chicks are waiting for Uncle Sugar to bring them their... birth control pills.
I've never heard that term.
Uncle Sugar, another word for Uncle Sam. The concept is Uncle Sam's everyone's pimp because he takes his share of your money before you get your share. You see.
Huh.
Let's see. Number two, Uncle Sugar, an alternate meaning for the U.S. government instead of Uncle Sam, because that's what we didn't know, whether he misspoke. I guess not. Particularly when handing out sweets, usually said facetiously or sarcastically. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so...
All right.
Also connotes blind bureaucratic laws that pay people for not working or for researching how drunk women get horny or even corrupt elected officials who pay off their contributors and voters keep them in the pork business. Can't wait till, and then they use it in a sentence. Can't wait till Uncle Sugar gets my money sent so I can buy some more crack. Okay.
That's the Urban Dictionary. That's you'll get, you'll get that.
Right. Okay. Thanks for that. All right.
All right.
Mick Jagger is not going to write an autobiography,
no,
Jim.
No, I won't write an autobiography. People know quite enough about me already, including the size of my willy, so...
Do we know that?
Thank you, Keith. No. Well, Keith in Keith's book.
Oh,
claimed that,
is it...
That he had a small one. But,
oh, well, a small one.
Not
he's a small man.
But, well, yeah, he's... Yeah,
he's teeny.
He's a,
right.
Not according to Jerry Hall, who would know.
Right. Oh.
She would know a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, he said he'd rather make new music and tour, et cetera. He said if someone wants to know what I did in 1965, they can look it up on Wikipedia.
Oh. Read a freaking book. I mean, come on. You need me to write a book to know what I've been doing
Giggle
in the past half a century.
By the way, My Republican mom turned 91 on Wednesday.
Wow. Yeah. Aww.
I had the
happy birthday.
What's that? Yes, I know. Happy birthday, mommy. I had the most totes adorbs conversation with her yesterday.
Oh.
Because I didn't reach her Wednesday because she was, you know, out gallivanting as she does.
Yeah.
And anyway, I don't know how Google came up in the conversation. She has no clue. She's like, oh, Steffi, what do you mean? Because I was saying, you know, anyone can just Google you these days, mom. You can just, everyone has a smartphone. She was like,
I don't know what.
Oh,
dear.
What does that mean? Mm. All right. She's, well, yeah, because I left her a
message.
You don't
want her Googling you, though.
No.
Thank
God for
that
small
idea.
Favors. Yeah, nobody tell her. She has no idea what I do.
Oh, God.
Doesn't know anything about me. Yeah, she's, because when she's not there, when I have to leave her a message, Jim, this is how bad she is with, this is why she could not have a computer. She still has not figured out her phone machine in I don't know how many years. It just says, there is no one available right now.
The voice that comes with
right,
the machine.
With the machine, she yeah. has
there
no
is
idea.
There is no one available to answer the phone.
Well, she probably wants people to think that there's a man living with her.
Right.
She's not, you know.
I am a man living with this lady.
This is not.
I'm a computerized man living with this lady.
This is not. A 91-year-old helpless Republican woman living alone. I am a man that lives with her.
I am a big brawny man who could take care of business.
Don't come in. I have a gun. Okay.
I have a gub.
It's Woody Allen reference.
Got it. I got yeah. it. Carrie Fisher says she's on board with Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford to film a new Star Wars.
Oh,
right?
New Star Wars. Wow. I'm really excited. I can't wait.
Right. I'm guessing he hopes it won't have snakes.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
I was trying to get him to do that. I need hair help. Okay. she said she's set to pick up a lightsaber again in March or April. Right. She said... Sorry, coughing up a lung.
Yeah.
She said, I'd like to wear my old cinnamon buns hairstyle, but with white hair. Pardon me. It's J.J. Abrams directed.
Should be more powdered sugar than cinnamon.
Exactly. Pardon me while I cough up what's left
yeah, okay.
of my pneumonia lungs. Pardon me. I'm fine. Talk amongst yourselves. Hey, you know the Family Values Party?
Yeah.
The particularly kind of come up there from Alaska.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, Sarah Palin and her kids have had some things to say about the homo gays.
Sure.
Or as Vladimir Putin would call them.
Gomosexuals.
She not only can see him from her house when he comes floating
over
Alaska.
Oh, there's the Putin hat talking about the homosexuals.
She's spoken to him about the homosexuals. Judge rejects Levi Johnson bid in Crystal Palin custody war. Oh, this is just not.
You say Crystal Palin or Bristol Palin?
Oh, did I? You mean like a crystal meth thing?
Yeah, you said Crystal
that
Palin.
That was a total Freudian slip if I said that. That's not what
it's
I
a cross
meant.
Cross between Crystal Gale and...
Exactly. Oh, you know, I was wondering if this was... Because I thought they were back together, and this was them. This couple that tipped with crystal meth.
Oh.
Did you see this, Curry?
It could be Bristol.
A couple of days ago.
Who can say?
Right?
It was in Oregon.
I thought, yeah.
But Wasilla is the crystal meth capital of Alaska.
Right. I would think that they probably do. They routinely tip in crystal meth. I don't have anything to back that up. I don't have any facts behind that, as Herman Cain would say, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No, it was
that
in Oregon.
That makes you no different than Sean Hannity.
Right. An Oregon couple, I'm sorry, was not the... Went out to a steakhouse, got themselves arrested for trying to tip their waitress with an envelope full of crystal meth.
Huh. Yeah, that rarely works.
They like the purple drink better. That's just wrong to do with crystal meth.
The scissorp. Scissorp.
Right. As the Biebs calls it.
Bill Cosby is talking about the scissorp. The blue cookies under the table.
Right. In the wake of Levi's sudden court filing, Bristol said he was $67,000 behind in child support.
Oh,
and was not a
yikes.
Fit dad because he did not even visit Tripp on a regular basis.
Wow.
When it came to his bid for custody, Levi was just as disorganized. He never filed an opposition to Bristol's motion to dismiss. So he blew the deadline.
Oh.
And so there.
Hmm.
That's her. Oh, Tripp is her son.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember the names anymore. Can you?
It was Track.
From
Track,
your famous book,
Twig.
Elmer Fudd calling the Palin children
Willow,
in for
Willow.
Dinner.
I made your favorite what was on be very, very quiet.
Quack, whistle, Willow. Okay. Doug in South Carolina.
This time.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Here.
Doug in South Carolina. Hi, Doug. Welcome. Hey, Doug.
Hello.
Hello, Doug.
Hello.
Doug has become otherwise engaged somehow. We will put him back on hold and let him screen himself. All right. Oh, heavens. Guess who says it's the state of New York? First, Sean Hannity says New York is picking on him.
Yeah.
GOP prankster James O'Keefe says state of New York also picking on him. The right-wing prankster and documentarian, is that what they're calling him now? Whose videos have drawn blood at Acorn and NPR says his organization is being harassed by the state of New York. As you know, last week Andrew Cuomo had said he ignited a, you know, where is it, storm of right-wing criticism.
Yep.
After he told a public radio host, extreme conservatives who are right-to-life, pro-assault weapon, anti-gay have no place in the state of New York. And, of course, he meant that politically, which is true.
True.
But James O'Keefe, the conservative activist, says that Cuomo's administration is, in fact, trying to run him out of the state because the State Department of Labor is demanding 2.5 years' worth of financial and payroll documents and threatening him with a subpoena. A spokesman for the State Department of Labor said they're required by law to make sure businesses pay into an unemployment insurance fund and that whenever businesses use outside contractors, the state requests routine information about those employees. When employers do not respond, they must be, as a matter of law, face a subpoena.
What, their laws
they're
and stuff?
On me. Oh, just go with your little friend Sean. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Useless as that nude Playboy spread it.
Stephanie Miller.
It's like, yeah, she's naked, but who gives a shit?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. In case you've just tuned in, yes, Jim has been petting Fred continuously for about 25 minutes now.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you in the betting pool, no? You're his emotional support person. He needs you. All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Tom in Schaumburg, which is our favorite suburb, Schaumburg, Illinois, says, Steph, during a heated debate on abortion, our pastor was asked, when does life begin? We've been talking about abortion-related stuff. Her response was, when the kids go to college and the dog dies. Oh, that's a funny pastor. Having now experienced this, I believe she was right. He has one of those lady pastors. Okay. All right. We were saying, oh, by the way, can you play me where is he? John Boner again on The Tonight Show? Oh. Now I suddenly like him because at least that was an honest moment. He said, I can't be president. I like to drink too much.
I drink too much, I smoke too much, and I like to play golf.
Right.
You ever think of running for president?
No.
I like to play golf. I like to cut my own grass.
Right.
You know, I do drink red wine, I smoke cigarettes, and I'm not giving that up to be president of the United States.
Right. That's right. That's not worth it.
All right. Rock on.
Thank God we won't have President Boner.
It was time for a person of a different color as president, don't you think?
Right.
Sure. Orange was next.
Right.
It's orange, the new black.
Orange is the new... Hey! All right, everybody hit the lights. We're going home.
Well, you are home.
Oh. Well.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think we're going to top that. I think we should just stop talking now, but okay. This might not be good news for Boner.
Yeah.
Heavy drinking linked to early onset of memory decline in men. What do you think about that, Jim?
What? early onset of what? What again?
Never mind.
See what you did?
Men who are habitual heavy drinkers, downing more than 2 pints of beer every day, are likely to start having the sort of memory lapses that are commonly associated with aging up to 6 years early, according to a new study. Not enough women in the study were heavy drinkers for the scientists to conclude, you got to start hanging out with my friend.
Yeah.
You are just not looking hard enough. All right. It's just, you know, it's one of those. It's Friday. I should only be doing fun stack, not buzzkill stack. Get boyfriend. Get him. another story of love gone wrong.
Uh-oh.
This is something Craigslist may not be able to solve.
Okay.
Man tossed personal lubricant-tinged drink at an ex. You know how that is. One moment you're in love.
That's a deal breaker.
The next moment, throwing lubricant in someone's face.
Astroglide, the official personal lubricant of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Thank you. Oh, boy. Yes, a Des Moines man faces an assault charge after his ex-girlfriend claimed he threw a mixture of eggnog, hot sauce, and lubricant product at her.
Why did he have a mixture of those three?
Don't know exactly. Who would have thought of mixing like the thing that's in purple drink, the Jolly Rancher and the Sprite and the
codeine.
Cough medicine.
Sounds like a treasure hunt sort of thing. You have to find all these different kind of...
It's a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Scavenger hunt, yeah.
All right, and one dumb crook stack for Friday before we move on. Thief in a Chicago. No word if it's near Schaumburg or not.
Mm-hmm.
Managed to break halfway into a bar before he was stopped by his own stupidity. Instead of pushing, the door sign instructed... he spent several minutes pulling, eventually giving up and fleeing the scene. The bar's owner said it's much funnier on the video.
How do you work this thing?
And that guy is still smarter than Louis Gohmert. Just saying. The president, by the way, had some further thoughts. The New Yorker interview he gave that made everybody lose their... Okay. He said he got particularly touchy about the criticism that he had not done a good enough job in dealing with Congress. He said earlier in his political career, he used to have great relationships with Republicans he worked alongside, but now it's harder to get things done because many Republicans in Congress, he said, simply don't want to do anything that's viewed by the conservative base as a betrayal.
Right.
I think that's true. He said the issue has been the inability of my meshes to penetrate the Republican base so they feel persuaded that I'm not the caricature you see on Fox News or Rush Limbaugh, but I'm somebody who's interested in solving problems and is pretty practical. And that actually has a lot of things that we put in place work better than people might think. And I think that is true. Didn't Glenn Beck just apologize? It's like, oh, I'm sorry. Did I say something divisive? Now a warning? I think he's the one that started.
Now a warning?
Yeah. He's the one that I think gave the entire country.
Canyon Socialist Muslim.
Meet Skeeter.
He raised taxes 14 times.
As you can tell, Skeeter is afflicted with Obama derangement syndrome. Skeeter is unable to distinguish wild fantasy from reality. There is no cure, but there is hope.
He's arrogant.
For less than the price of 2 decaf triple lattes, you can sponsor someone with Obama derangement syndrome.
All he does is blame Bush for everything Bush did.
With your help, Skeeter and thousands like him can receive the equivalent of an 8th grade education.
Death panel.
Learning basic civics, economics, science.
He had a big hip-hop barbecue.
And hygiene.
Community organizer, communist Hitler.
We might not be able to cure him.
They're not rich people, they're job creators.
But we might prevent Skeeter from running for a second congressional term.
Obama's in cahoots with Barbara Streisand and Al Gore, who has a big house.
Please help us erase Obama derangement syndrome.
Madrasa.
A half-baked thought is a terrible thing to waste.
An oldie but goodie. Yeah. Daily Beast has a great piece with some nostalgia to it, Jim. Glenn Beck and other too little, too late apologies.
Oh.
Glenn Beck admits his divisive language and outlandish conspiracy theories may have played a role in tearing the country apart. Like Robert McNamara before him, Beck's apology is more than tardy. An uncharacteristically subdued Glenn Beck was on Megyn Kelly's show. Looking slightly embarrassed, watching clips of himself parading around in lederhosen, waving a dead fish.
Lederhosen.
Right. Beck preyed on and profited from his audience's fears, many of which he planted himself. Mm-hmm. They also mentioned ex-City Group CEO Sandy Wheel. Time magazine named him one of the 25 people to blame for the financial crisis because of his efforts to shatter Glass-Steagall. Yeah. After that, said, yeah, you know what? These banks are too big to fail.
Ha!
Sandy Wheel saying banks shouldn't be too big to fail is like former Alabama governor, civil rights opponent George Wallace apologizing for his racist policies, which he did. Yeah, a lot of too little, too late apologies in our country. He announced he was a born-again Christian and asked for forgiveness from black civil rights leaders. 20 years after the end of the Vietnam War, former U.S. Defense Secretary Robert McNamara made several unofficial apologies for the way the war was managed from 1961 to 1968. Thank you, Daily Beast, for that recap.
Didn't Glenn Beck encourage people to go shoot up, what was it again? I don't remember now. The Tides Foundation, right?
Was that yes. And somebody did, in fact, shoot up the Tides Foundation, which,
There should be repercussions for that sort of thing, I would think.
By the way, we were saying, I don't even know where the latest, Chris, where was that, the environmental disaster yesterday in the news?
There was more chemicals that came out of West Virginia than we originally thought.
Right.
Yeah, it's much worse than they thought.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and we were saying on cue.
On something blew up in
yeah, Mississippi.
Mississippi,
right.
Yes.
Right. Right. And on cue, there's a Republican on camera going, the problem, real problem here is too much regulation.
Right.
What now?
Exactly.
Because I thought I was, I thought this was like an Onion headline, Jim, but no. West committee moves to weaken water standards in West
Great.
Virginia, which is a
Good
perfect,
plan.
Perfectly logical response
mm-hmm.
to
people
you know,
being poisoned.
Right. Your water being poisoned.
And people
yeah.
going to the hospital at,
right.
at much greater rates.
Right. And you're
being poisoned.
Your water looking like a gooby gone. 2 weeks after a chemical spill contaminated the drinking water supply for 300,000 West Virginians, state lawmakers move forward with legislation that environmental groups says weakens stream protections.
Hmm.
So that's how they're addressing that.
I guess they want to just decrease the surplus population, like
yeah.
Scrooge.
Yeah. It's well, that's the lack of regulation paradise that Governor Perry talks about in Texas,
sure.
where we, you know, we have the freedom to have our fertilizer plants just blow up with...
Sure. By a nursing home.
Right, and not
and school.
Yeah. And not change anything as they did in Texas. All right. At least Republicans are good with the poor. Oh. Also a piece in the Daily Beast today, Republicans to the poor, you built that. This is he was saying whether you're poor or rich has a lot, if not everything, to do with circumstances beyond your control, from the wealth and education of your parents to the circumstances of your environment, the policies of your government, the broad structure of your environment. But don't tell that to Republican voters. 57% say that working harder than others has more to do with a person being rich than anything else. When asked about inherited advantages, however, only 32% say they play a big part.
Uh-huh.
51% of Republicans say a lack of effort is mainly to blame if a person is poor. Who were the last presidential? First of all, Mitt Romney. Would Mitt Romney have been where he is if he didn't come from the family he did? George W. Bush, really? Do you think George W. Bush would have been president of the United States if
yeah.
he'd not come from the family?
Because he was so talented and smart.
Right.
And yeah.
Right.
A hard worker.
Exactly my point.
Good Lord.
Because he's working hard. Remember how much
hard.
He always
hard.
Told us he's
working hard to do so. It's hard work.
Yeah.
And I'm working hard to do the hard work,
right.
which is hard.
Right. And he was always telling us that, what hard work it is.
What have you done
That's
today?
Probably why he was successful, because it was hard work. Okay. He was working hard, as you know, to put food on your family.
It's hard to put food on your family.
Right.
And I like toast.
That's the one thing we learned. Okay.
Grapey.
And his suckers tasted grapey. Okay, 45 minutes after the hour, back with the remaining moments on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, crowd.
Dick.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Are you the type of people that need to be completely clean yeah. while having sex?
Yeah. Okay. 49 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP. Yes. For my uncontrollable lady libido, I need total cleanliness. All right, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Let's go to Deirdre in Annapolis. Hello, Deirdre. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. Listen, I am so tired of listening to aging white Republican men explaining women.
Right, talking about our lady bits.
Why don't they have women in their lives that could say to them, knock it off?
Right.
I don't know what
Stop
you're
it.
Talking about.
Stop it.
I
this
mean,
is hard.
What is a war for women? What would that be?
Stop it. Yeah, exactly. What is a war for women? What
I
is
am,
that?
I am so irritated. I have grown daughters. I couldn't tell them what to do with. I wouldn't dream of doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's Mike Huckabee saying, Daddy Sugar, what it was, Uncle Sugar.
Uncle
like,
Sugar.
What?
What?
It's like a different language.
I know. Well, you know, it was like
they want to be president.
It was like Mitt Romney and his binders full of women. I mean,
right. Listen, Missy, you have the right to cook and clean for your man. That's what you're.
But it was like
Bob McDonald from Virginia once
wanted to put covenant marriage in the state law. Do you know what covenant marriage means? Yeah, the woman can't get a divorce.
Oh, by the way, since he just threw his wife under the bus in this indictment, he's no more lady libido for him. He ain't gonna see those.
That's long gone anyway, let me just say.
He ain't gonna see those lady bits.
You see
her
face when she was standing next to him?
Yeah, No, Mo was not happy at all. Yeah, he could have spared her, right?
Right.
He could have spared her.
Gosh, such a great Republican man. Yeah.
Yeah, he's that's a war for women. He's just trying to help her face up to her responsibilities.
Well, Larry Craig is fighting a war for women. He loves his wife.
Right.
He has never been gay.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, Deirdre, I was bringing up you know, when Mitt Romney talked about binders full of women. I think real women look at these guys and like, what? Where are you from? 1950?
I was watching Huckabee last night. I was saying, I don't even know what he's... What is this language? What are these words?
Do you know a real woman in your life you've ever heard sitting around talking about the government paying for our birth control bill?
Grandma, knock it off!
I know. Stop it. Stop it. This is hard.
Stop it.
Oh, my goodness. I had entire binders full of women.
Stop it.
Why?
This is hard. You want to try it? Get in the ring.
I'm not sure Mittens has seen any lady bits lately either, because remember when he said that was my favorite at the end of the campaign? He's like, yeah, we use Ann just a little bit, because, you know, a little bit of her goes a long way. He actually said that.
Yeah.
Woo! She's best in small doses. Trust me on that. Wow. Oh,
stop it. This is hard.
No, I bet you it hasn't been in a long
time. Oh.
I'm just saying. Terry in Atlanta. Hi, Terry. Welcome.
Hey, good to talk to you always, Stephanie. You. Just turn the heat up a little bit outside here in Atlanta. It's not supposed to be this cold.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say that if we had an annual jawbone of an ass award a year given out to the Republicans who use it more often, this year I would say Mike Huckabee is the leading candidate. And I wish he would keep it up. In 2012, you know, Richard Murdoch and the guy out in Indiana, the Senate candidates in Missouri and Indiana would have been co-sharers of that award. But this is the most ridiculous party I have ever seen. They can't learn from that mistake. And they're about to make another one that will guarantee Democrats maintain control over the Senate and the House if they get anywhere near a government shutdown through this debt ceiling.
Yeah.
But it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, I, the last two guys. Yeah. And you're right. Just keep talking. I love it. Just when you think like the war on women has subsided, they have, as someone said earlier today, they have just a remarkable ability to shoot themselves in the foot on this, on the women's issues, on minority issues, on gay issues. Did you see that the Republican activist, the gay activist that just left the party? He just said, yeah, there's no hope for the Republican Party. There's no hope at all. But they did. They just shot themselves again. Again.
Ow!
Right?
Oh, son of a bitch! I just injured myself.
Now I'm running out of feet.
That guy. I miss that guy.
Yeah.
He was so emphatic. That was the guy at the shooting range, right?
Ow!
Right.
I just
shot myself. Yes, you did. That is the only ad we should use for gun control in the next election. Just that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what the right does have. A Tea Party candidate wants to inform you that he has big balls.
A what?
Assemblyman Tim Donnelly has many things he'd like the state of California to know about him as they consider making him governor. Did you even know that guy was running? He has big balls.
He throws spectacular dances, is what he said.
Right. Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, his inaugural ball would be the biggest ever.
Right.
What did you think I meant? He also wants to make sure the Golden State's sexy again, so Hollywood comes back, and there should be a gun in every Californian safe. Then something about McDonald's in North Dakota having a signing bonus, plus he has big balls. What now? Which is why he's married to the sexiest woman in California. Who is not Maria Conchita, a Cuban-born actress who provides commentary in Spanish while holding her dog Tequila, and is actually the one to remark that Donnelly actually has the TNA's Mas Grande. Which he adds, Donnelly's Spanish language ad might have something to do with the fact that he's the head of Minutemen. Oh, a border vigilante group. Governor Jerry Brown's office said, what his videos lack in terms of logic and sanity, they make up for in pure entertainment value. Oh.
Tango cojones grandes.
Right. Right. Hey, guess who might get teabagged?
Who?
Eric Cantor. That's going to give me more of a
no.
bitch face.
Teabag, that's disgusting. I've seen it done on stage, and it's revolting.
Dave Bratt.
Makes me want to vomit in my loafers.
Yeah, Dave Bratt said, I want to be Eric Cantor's term limit. So he's, he's a Tea Party. You're going to challenge Eric Cantor. The only good news I read recently is our good friend David Milbank said the Tea Party's influence is waning.
Yes.
He believes. He said, that, I guess this latest budget deal, which is not much, but at least the Tea Party's, you know, wasn't able to shut the government down again. Senator Ted Cruz had considered blocking the vote, Dana writes, but relented under pressure from Republican colleagues who are growing less fearful of Cruz's Tea Party ties. An NBC presidential poll has Cruz in eighth place now with 5% support. A month earlier, he was in fourth place with 10%. So the bug zapper has finally gotten Ted Cruz.
Ah! I do not like green eggs in the ham.
Oh, darn it. I was hoping for another a zillion hour filibuster with that voice.
Yeah.
all right, let's see. Bill says, Steph, no one has... you're talking about Snowden, back to Snowden. No one has proved he's done anything to harm security because drawing attention to the harm he may have done would actually cause more harm. It's like Cheney outing Valerie Plame. The real damage came from the connection she had being outed just by association. Proving that Snowden did harm would require releasing information about the harm he did. Releasing that information would actually cause exponentially more harm. Interesting point that just people have made that it's because it's classified. So that's, anyway, good point, Bill. So we shall see. We shall see.
Yes.
All right. Kids, sexy liberal, tickets going like crazy. March is already gone, sold out in Madison. But next up is Phoenix. You're going to be there.
I will be there.
Chris Lavoy, Jim Ward, if we can entice him. Carlos Alzraki, John Fugelsang, and I in Phoenix February 15th. Those tickets going very, very quickly. And then Albuquerque in May, and we will have many more sexy liberal announcements to come, including a huge, huge April announcement. April sexy liberal show. All right, so have a great weekend. I'd like to thank Chris Lavoy, Jim Ward, Travis Bone on phones and drums, Nathan
Maton.
I suck. On the video, he's on the TV machine over there.
Yes, he is.
All right, and of course, Max and Fred, the most handsome romantic dogs in the world. We will have to see you on Monday on The Stephanie Miller Show.